This week in the Missouri Senate, we review progress made in both the extra and the annual veto session.
Welcome to the Senate Appropriations hearing.
The week began with the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee hearing the bulk of the measures introduced for the first extra session of the second regular session of the 101st General Assembly.
This has been a bit of a work.
Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield sponsors Senate Bill 3, which he says now contains elements of Senate Bill 5.
This will expedite two of those triggers, take our income tax rate down to 5%. The remaining two triggers under this committee sub would still be tied to the static $150 million general revenue growth threshold to then implement each additional trigger. The one-time rebate money that was in the original bill as filed has been jettisoned. It is no longer a part of this. And we did add back in the governor's recommendation to remove the bottom tax bracket.
During the hearing, Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City said she is not convinced lower taxes will add to Missouri's population.
We have a large number of people who can't even afford to eat without food stamps. Those aren't the jobs that we want. And I read your article and it mentioned that we would have lower tax rates. We'd get higher income people here. So I like your argument, but if you could provide us some more substantiation that would show that this really is going to happen for us, because we've been lowering them my whole life and that has not happened, been a reality.
She also says she opposes a flat tax.
At first you said the income tax that we talked about earlier would help all Missourians, but then you kind of just slightly corrected and admitted that it does not help all Missourians because a flat tax is generally a regressive tax of those who are lower income and they're taxed at the same rate as someone that makes, I don't know, 1,000 times more than them. It doesn't actually benefit them the same way, right?
Before us is Senate Bill 8. This is the same language.
Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb sponsors Senate Bill 8, which would modify provisions relating to agricultural tax relief.
Those would be the meat processing facilities tax credit, ethanol tax credit, biodiesel retail sales tax credit, biodiesel production tax credit, urban farms tax credit, rolling stock tax credit, farm machinery sales tax exemption, agriculture production tax credits, specialty ag crops, and Family Farms Act. In this version, we did not include wood energy tax credits, but that will be included in a Senate substitute, and all of these credits have a six-year sunset.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Without Missouri senators then perfected both Senate Bills 3 and 5 and Senate Bill 8 on Tuesday. On Wednesday,
by your vote of 24 aye and 4 no,
Missouri senators sent both Senate Bills 3 and 5 and Senate Bill 8 to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration. Both of these proposals contain an emergency clause, which means they will become law upon the governor's signature.
Veto session.
In addition,
the session of the 101st General Assembly will stand.
Missouri senators closed out the annual veto session on Wednesday with no actions taken on any vetoed legislation. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.